This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
You want to go to Guardios right now? Guardios. Do you want to go to Guardios right now, or do you want to go right back to the well here on something else?
On social media? I'm good with the Guardians.
You sure?
Why?
Well, he says he doesn't hear or see any of the calls for him to be benched.
Oh, man.
He being Deshaun Watson.
Yeah. Okay, I don't know. Boy, the longer we have Deshaun Watson, the less I know about him. So that okay. might be true. That might be completely true. Like, we know for a fact Kevin Durant is on social media every day. And he plays video games.
On many accounts.
With strangers and talks sports with strangers every day. Deshaun Watson, I literally know nothing about the starting quarterback of the Browns and what he does in Cleveland. I don't know if he cares about that stuff. I know he has a lot of accounts blocked. He has a lot of us blocked. He has a lot of fans blocked.
Does he have the whole show blocked?
And by the way, I didn't criticize him for that. Good if that helps you stay focused. If you would think that would get into your mind. Now, part of me might make the argument like they're bigger fish to fry. Like, what are you paying attention to that stuff for? But, you know, I've had to block a few accounts over the years, very few, but I've had to do it. So if they're a distraction, I understand that. With all that said, do you see what I mean? I don't know anything about Deshaun Watson and if he would see those calls. I know he hears the boos. He gets booed almost damn near every home game over the last 2 years.
Yeah.
So I know he has to hear that. That has to be weird to him.
There's no way he doesn't hear it because, again, the quarterback coach, he gets into it with people on social media. There's no way there's not venting that goes on. All right. And there's plenty of times where he gets in with people where the quarterback doesn't deserve it. I'll tell you that. But there are times where, hey, he's not playing very well. There's no way on earth he doesn't hear that. He can't tell us he hears that because you just can't do that. You can't admit that you hear that because it's just going to be that much worse. But when he goes out there in the home game coming up next week, if he's still starting, I mean, this is a big one here coming up Sunday, man. I mean, there's been so much conversation, so many questions. I do think that some people just don't want him to play here. But I think there's been so many questions here that, yeah, if they go out there and they just start getting boat raced again and this thing looks listless again and I see wide receivers shaking their heads and the defensive guys start to shake their heads, you're either going to have one or two things. You're either going to sit him or you are going to have a sideline blow up like people thought that they were getting on Sunday. And it was explainable that, hey, you had time that was still on that clock, but you had 12 guys in the huddle. It was explainable, even though it's like, man, you guys get out of the huddle and run plays with 15 seconds anyway. Regardless, that was explainable. This is going to be one that you can't explain. This is going to be a full-on, there is a problem with one guy and another, and it's probably going to be the quarterback. And then you are going to have a real thing that you have to put out here. So it's going to go one or two ways if it keeps going poorly. So you got to find a way to get this thing to go well. And I don't know how you do it, because in all the sayings, I haven't been able to use one hand washes the other in a while, except for 2021. One hand washes the other. By the time we get to the third and fourth quarter, he's already been running for his life so much, he's already running into sacks because he's seeing the ghosts. So he might start off confident on Sunday, and then if Philadelphia gets to him, which they have a pretty good front four, they have a pretty good defense. If they get to him and he's running for his life again, he'll start running himself into sacks. He'll start not seeing the field. You'll have the Jerry Jeudy left open in the end zone, even though he dropped the pass earlier. Like, you will have
Kenny,
these things that
the
happen
killer,
to them.
The killer is he couldn't slice and dice the Raiders or Washington in the end. I mean, the Raiders, he had, you know, nice moments, like we said. But he should be able by now. you know, even on those clean pocket throws, and I know there aren't as many as we'd like because the offensive line has definitely hurt the offense and hurt Deshaun Watson. But when he does have time, make the most of those opportunities, and he's doing the least.
And it's so ugly and apparent to everybody. Like Mary Kay Cabot comes on yesterday, and I had to push back a little bit because she's talking about functional football. I can't disagree with her because I also said it after the Raiders game. He plays like that, he ain't going anywhere. That's functional, quote-unquote, functional football.
Yeah, we both were on the same page.
And I will stomp my feet and get mad and pull my ears out and hold my breath and start screaming. It ain't going to make a damn bit of difference because there's too much money left on that contract. You will get to a point where functional can't get it. Once that money gets lowered and you get past 2025, then functional goes out the window. Then it's like, man, you better do it. But if he continues to play functional, yeah, Mary Kay is right. Don't go after the messenger there. She's right. He ain't going anywhere. Nobody would go anywhere. Maybe the coach, maybe the general manager. I have no idea, but more than likely not. Am I being soft if I say I agreed with Anthony in Cleveland Heights earlier this morning? Am I being soft if I say that it's already a successful season? I feel like I shouldn't say it right now because if I say it right now, I think it can lead a listener to believe that I'm thinking they're going to lose. I don't think they're going to lose. I don't know if they're going to win. I think this is truly a toss-up. Scoobles good. I think you can hit him. I think you can. And since you've seen him already earlier this week, I think there's a better opportunity for you. Just like, hey, they saw Tanner Bibee earlier this week, and they went out and they hit Tanner Bibee better last night. So I think you do have a better chance against Tarek Skubal.
Well, we love that it's at home. Obviously, that's
truly
a big deal.
Yes.
So, but I don't. Hey, we're talking hypotheticals, and we're wondering, you know, this season, which I have consistently talked about being a really good season. Like, if you weren't having fun this season, then I just don't understand the way that you watch baseball. This has been such a cool year. But I got to admit, I shouldn't have been as naive as this because I should have known this was going to happen. Once the playoffs started, once you got to know the Tigers, once you started to build up hatred for the Tigers, now I'm like, we can't possibly lose this game. Oh my God, we can't lose to this team. And on a Twitter reaction, X reaction, as always, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Mobland says, you'd be losing to a team in your weight class, and that would sting.
It would sting.
Man, the Tigers were supposed to be a team we were better than the whole year. I know we were 7-6.
Not the whole year.
7-6 against them.
Not the whole year.
What do you mean?
They were supposed to be better at the outset of the season.
Oh, okay. But I'm saying once the season got underway.
They traded away their number two pitcher.
Yeah, and they sold at the deadline.
I have onset Detroit Tigers.
And
I have no idea.
They brought up a bunch of mud hens.
Hey, you're playing their AAA team. And you know, you staved off elimination yesterday. Thank God. I don't know how
According to TBS, are the greatest collection of pitchers since the 90s Braves.
Right.
So, sorry, I cut you off. Go ahead.
This does feel like, to me, though, just like we talked about during the basketball playoffs, had the Cavs lost to Orlando, we had people debating on whether it was still a successful season because it's so hard to make the playoffs or not. And I was under the whole, you picked your opponent, essentially.
You can't lose
to
them.
You have to beat them, right? I'm in the same boat with this, although you didn't pick your opponent here. But still, you didn't push for that one seed on that last week. We made changes to the pitching rotation. I don't want to compare it in that sense, but I've gotten a week now to learn which Tigers I plan on hating for the next decade. And Jake Rogers is one of them.
Yeah, definitely.
He won't have that stupid mustache next year. He'll have a beard. I didn't know he didn't have
it. Guys, it's not an adult film stash. It's not. It's a big mustache. Adult film mustaches are more wispy. They're not like that. You can't just call every mustache an adult film stash. That's not how that works. It's a great, big, bushy mustache. It's not the type of mustache. I mean, go back and look at pictures that are clothed of John Holmes and tell me that that's the same mustache as Jake Rogers. Guys, come on. I know my history
here. Compare it to Manzardo's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.